know it. We love it. It is Selling Houses Australia. And we should say before we speak to our next guest that you just told me off air that this person is your favorite any person on Aussie TV. I haven't seen your eyes light up for a guest in a long
time. Andrew, you're up there with the Married at First Sight cast, my friend.
I feel so privileged now.
No, genuinely. This is Andrew Winter who is joining us. Andrew, Cliffo just told me you are his favourite person on Aussie TV.
Oh, I really like you.
Well, Andrew, I don't know what it is, but you have this skill where you can go into a person's house and you can tear it apart, you know, and you can...
Oh, I love it.
And you can tear apart their dreams too, because often you'll have people standing in front of you saying, I want $1 million for my house. And you'll be like, it's worth 300 grand. But you manage to do it, but not be unlikable, which I think is a real skill.
Oh, I'm not always... sometimes. Look, I have been kicked. I was kicked by an Irish lady in Brisbane once, and it hurt. So it's, you know, I don't always get away with it, but it's like anything. If you're going to give somebody a blow like that, it's probably best to justify and quantify why you're saying that. So so every episode, trust me, I'm all over the facts, because if I go and say it's this or it's that and they turn around and go, no, it isn't, it's not good for me, whether the cameras are rolling or not.
Yes. Well, I mean, for 15 seasons, we've seen Selling Houses Australia on our screens. And
I know, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, don't apologise.
Please don't keep it. Mate, I'm here for 15 more.
And it is the premiere tonight at 8:30 on Foxtel. So what are we going to see in this next season?
We're going to regional Queensland.
Yay!
Right.
And I mean real regional Queensland. And this is the season of unpredictability, whereas the previous season that homeowners would want $1 million, we'd say it's impossible. It would go to market, we'd do all the work, and they'd get 1.2 in 2 days.
Right.
That was last season. This current season is very different. And the challenge is, you know, selling houses is a proper, it does what it says on the tin. Most seasons, it's rare that we don't sell 90 to 100% of all our homes.
Wow.
I'm saying nothing this year. You wait and see.
Wow. Oh, that's a tease.
Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah. If you had one bit of advice, like, and I'm after here, I guess, an inexpensive way to help people sell their home, what would it be? And I do have an example for you, and I learned this from Selling Houses Australia. We sold a house, my wife and I, about 18 months ago, and our front room was smaller than all the other rooms in the house. But it is listed as a bedroom. However, for us, it was just this junky office room, threw everything in there. So what I did was clear everything out into the garage, and I borrowed a bed and a bedside table off a mate, and I converted it to make it look like a bedroom, not just a fourth junky kind of room. And I felt like that helped us get more money for the house by making it look like a true four-bedroom house. So
So each space should have its correct function shown. That's just... old school, and you did very well there.
Oh. Thank you. Is there any other advice you would give to people, like an inexpensive thing like that?
It.
That's it, right there.
That's it. You did it.
I did it, guys. And successfully as well.
The one thing is, yes, stick to function for spaces. Don't confuse people. Don't you know, if your bedroom four is basically your, as I call them these days, Zoom room, your study.
Yes.
Fine. But stick a bed in the corner of it nicely so that it can still look like a bedroom. It's just easier. Because remember, people don't just look at your home. They could be looking at quite a few.
Yeah.
And if for some reason they can't remember that one having a fourth bedroom, it's sort of, oh, did that have three or four? Well, I know it has four.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. Oh, I'm over it. Not interested. It's all very quick decisions. The initial, what they say about your reaction to the property right at the very beginning is 100% true. Most people, when they look at a house, are just going through the polite motions of yeah, oh, yeah, lovely, love it. And I'm looking at them thinking, you're never going to buy this.
Right.
So that, because you only need one buyer.
That's true.
That's true.
30 or 40 people might inspect. 39 of them are just going through, oh, yeah, lovely. Oh, it's nice. I like that.
Tire kickers.
Oh, yeah. I see why you love him.
Oh, I do. And Andrew, you can come and judge our property, my home, anytime you want, my friends. Selling Houses Australia. It's back tonight, 8:30, only on Foxtel. Andrew Winter, returning as host. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thank you. And thanks to you guys. Have a great day.